What's up, guys? It's Brian. Today's episode is a snippet of a guest interview I did on my buddy Matt Aitchison's podcast, Millionaire Mindcast. I highly recommend the podcast. You guys should 1000% check it out. This section specifically is me essentially pitching my business idea to Matt for the first time about how we're going to take Action Academy collectively to $50 million a year top line over the next 3 to 5 years. And I basically told him to roast me, rip it apart, see if there's any holes, any weaknesses. And that is the topic of today's episode. This conversation is very cool because Matt is a close personal friend of mine and a mentor of mine. He is, I believe, worth north of $20 million himself. And he's very close to about $500,000 a year in passive cash flow from his commercial real estate. So he is a staple in my life. And he has witnessed me grow from the very beginning back in 2019. That is when we met. And so it was very cool to be able to kind of pitch him my business ideas and get his feedback, his praise, and also be reminded about where I am today versus where I started from, which is the entire point of this podcast, is a documentation, right? So I hope that you guys enjoy it. But before we get into today's episode, I wanted to give a shout out to Carly and Alex in the Action Academy community. Both of them just closed on not one, but two small businesses in Action Academy. They met there. They partnered. Carly's been in for about 6 months. Alex, I think a little bit longer. And they bought not one business, but two freaking businesses that will both be producing over six figures of take-home cash flow to both of them. I'm recording a podcast episode with them on Friday about this, so it's going to post next week. I'm really excited about it. We're going to track them all the way from the closing table to 6 months, 12 months. Like, we're going to have periodic updates with them. And there was a bunch of other Wednesday wins this week in Action Academy community. We had about 12 to 15 people successfully close out acquisitions on businesses, on real estate. There's too many to name. So I'm going to try to do a better job of having them on the podcast as guests so you guys can hear directly from them and hear their stories. And a reminder, if you want to check out the Action Academy community, we are raising the price 15% Wednesday, May 1st. So please book your intro call before then, which of course you can find in the show description. Now let's get into the wacky world of my brain and how I think about things in the future. Let's rock.
We'll go through how these businesses are like sequentially being operated. Then that leads to our next business, which is I was meeting all these different developers and everything to like tour properties. And I was like, give us your best and your brightest. And they showed us like the best houses in Tulum, like these mansions with like 20 bedrooms, like the pinnacle luxury. And I said, that's what we want. And I would tour one of them and I'd be like, how much a night? And he'd go, $5,000 a night. And I was like, okay, let's tour this one down the street. $3,000 a night. Let's tour the one next door. All right, this one's $4,000 a night. I was like, okay, awesome. We toured 11 properties. And by the end of the tour, I said, cool, we'll take them all. And the guy goes, what? I said, yeah, I want them all. Like, we will book all of them. And I wired $80,000 that evening to this guy. And the reason I did that was twofold. One is the way they did business was wonderful and I'm looking for operators. And number two, I wanted to use that to make a splash in the market and for them, like the owners to take notice of me for doing that. Mm-hmm. Because like you have to find a way to distinguish yourself as like somebody that actually does business. And so now all the owners are DMing me and emailing me of these mega mansion luxury properties. They say, hey, where are you? We need to meet. And so because that's the person I want to be, because I'm clear of our next business, which is Action Academy LATAM Luxury, which is going to be where we're buying boutique hotels and developments and luxury single family properties across Latin America. And we're going to build up a massive portfolio of that in 2025. So now because I did the community that led to the events business, and then that will lead into now we're staying in the properties. We just want to buy the properties that we're hosting these events in. A lot of stuff there. I'll pause.
I was going to say, those are all three very big businesses, but they also feel very congruent and aligned with, again, going back to your initial vision. Now it's evolved, it's changed, it's gotten 10x bigger. But that being said, mm-hmm. there's if you pull on that thread from the beginning around lifestyle, impact, income, luxury, travel, fun, adventure, every single one of those businesses is aligned.
Dude, and every single different piece and bit of my life all click together independently of each other, because all this time, like what brings me the most joy in my life, I call it a 10 out of 10 moment, is whenever I go to a hotel room or I walk into an Airbnb for the first time, like a luxury property, and I see the room for the first time. It is my favorite feeling. Nothing in life makes me feel like that. And that's why I spend a disproportionate amount of my money towards that. If I'm going to Singapore, I'm staying at the Marina Bay and I'm staying in a penthouse. That just really wets my freaking whistle, dude. I love it. Nothing else, cars, watches, nothing else really does it for me, but that really does it for me. And now I'm able to unlock the process of getting like the best houses in the world that are like $20,000 for a weekend that I couldn't justify by myself. But now we can rent these out with our tribe and our family. And now it's like for Action Academy, by Action Academy. So it's an important distinction that you said, because we have all these different businesses that require operators. And it's important to know I'm doing them one at a time. So Action Academy, we have a team that runs that right now. So that's pretty operationally sound without me. By the end of this year, it'll be fully operationally sound without me. The events company, I have a team of three that's already working on, and that's pretty lean and mean. The profit's not crazy on that, but that's really just to make a splash in whatever market that we're doing and create like a lot of buzz on social media. And then the luxury properties where I'm going to really swing, and I'm spending this entire year hosting people intentionally on the podcast and meeting people that are specializing in boutique and luxury properties in Latin America. And I'm going to meet all of them by the end of this year. And I'm going to get relationships, dig the well before I'm thirsty and say, hey, this is what I'm looking to do. And I'm looking for the best person to start this machine with. And then I'm going to be the capital arm of that machine, because I can send an email and raise about 10 million plus, but I just haven't yet. And it's like, that's what I want to do. And for people that are watching, I've got it all written out in this giant wonky mind map looking thing. And I stole that from Walt Disney. If anybody's listening, I would go Google Walt Disney mind map 1957.
Amazing.
And in 1957, he wrote out every single thing. He said, here's Disneyland, here's publications, newspapers, magazines. And he made this whole giant interwebbing, interchangeable business plan that's still being executed 75 years later after his death. They're still executing on this business plan. And I did the same thing to where everything feeds into each other. And I've got little sixes, sevens, and eights written by all the different businesses where I'm like, that's a six-figure business. That's a seven-figure business. That's an eight-figure business. So it's going to be difficult and it's going to be tough. But the reason I say that is like, I'm beginning with that clarity and this vision I can articulate to where people that are in the space, when they listen to this podcast or when they hear me talk about it, they're like, holy shit, I want to be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And that is like the primary job of a CEO, is to like have that conviction and clarity to where your vision is big enough that you can take somebody else's entire life's vision and fit it within yours.
Yeah.
And like, that's how you attract the best people. So that's what I'm doing now. And then, so we're going to maybe start, I want to put like $500,000 to $1 million of my own money into these properties to begin. And then eventually, as we proof out the system, start raising external capital. The most of them are going to be JVs in the beginning. But then we're also going to buy, at the very bottom, we're going to buy some ancillary businesses within our community as well, like legal firms, bookkeeping, short form social media companies, stuff like that. And the community is going to be serving as my operators for each one of these businesses. People that are in the community, I'm only going to capital raise from within our community. And I'm only going to hire from within our community, because we know and trust each other and we all are on the same page. It's, we're training this army almost of six-figure employees to seven-figure entrepreneurs to eight-figure business partners. And so it's all for Action Academy by Action Academy. And then, so that's how we're going to take the podcast, Action Academy podcast, to $50 million a top line a year.
I love that. $50 million. a year in top line. When you said that earlier, I was like, man, how the heck is he going to get there? I'm very clear on how you're going to get there after you just shared that with me.
Yeah, so we told that at the beginning, but did I do a good job? Because we didn't talk about this before.
It's great. It was great.
Yeah.
And it's a thought that's coming to my mind as you shared your journey and as I'm thinking about all the other people that are creating insane businesses and have massive opportunities and multiple income streams. Almost, I don't want to say every single one of those, but in the context of this discussion, every single one of those individuals has community. They've got community. Mm-hmm. And I feel like now more than ever, community is so important. And it is almost the secret weapon to success, in the sense of you're going to increase your probability and your likelihood of success tenfold, 100-fold maybe, by mm-hmm. just being in the right community. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your community. If you want to be the one who is going to be the curator of the community and the one who's going to go and build it, like, I think that in itself is probably the ultimate holy grail of opportunity. But that being said, just by being in the right community, you're going to expose and open yourself up to so many different opportunities, different ways of growing, different ways of thinking, partnerships, relationships, whatever it may be. And I've seen pretty much every highly successful individual that I've interviewed, that I've been around, every single one of them see value in paying to be in the right rooms or to be in the right.
Oh, yeah.
And now more than ever,
yeah.
those are accessible to anyone. That you are a perfect example. You were like not even a part of GoBundance, and all of a sudden now you are mm-hmm. everywhere in GoBundance. And that was a stepping stone that led to Action Academy. And now all of a sudden you're building multiple seven and very soon 8-figure businesses that are ultimately because you paid to be in the right room and you surrounded yourself with those people.
And they become more expensive. So that's something that people should understand.
Climbing that ladder.
Gino Barbero had a really great quote from Jake and Gina, who again runs another wonderful community. And Matt's community for people that are doing commercial, like your community that you're now starting, is freaking sick too.
Yep.
I was just with Mike DeHaan yesterday and he's in your community.
Yep.
He says pay to play or seek to serve. So he's like, in the beginning, it's more so seek to serve. And that's what I did in the beginning, 5 years. I just seek to serve. And so like whenever you had something and you needed help, I'm like, come on the podcast, promote your thing. Like, how can I help you in any different way? Because I didn't have money. I didn't have what I didn't have yet. But then eventually it gets to a point where you have to pay to play. So it's like, did I reach out to these top developers? Did I get introduced to these top people, like the top of the top, the movers and shakers in Tulum and in Mexican real estate in general? Did I reach out to them and say, hey, can I pick your brain? Fuck no. I went, hey, my name is Brian. This is literally my DM that I sent this guy. And apparently he lives in Austin, Texas. He owns 3 of the flagship properties that I'm renting. I said, hey, my name is Brian. I'm renting your entire portfolio for a weekend in Tulum, the entire thing. We should meet. And he goes, dude, I heard that. And that was insane. He's like, I've never had anybody rent out my entire portfolio. I was like, I want to do what you're doing. And I've got a business plan to get there. And there's a bunch of stuff that I don't know, and you do. Seek stroke the ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'll do, hey, man, tell me when to fly down and I'm there. You tell me on a Thursday and I'd be there on a Friday, I'm there on a Friday. And like, that's, so I didn't necessarily pay for them to consult me, but I paid $80,000 as my kind of ticket, mm-hmm. as my way of, I am here in this market and I'm serious about what I say and I do what I say. And then also we have mutual friend Aaron Amuchastegui, who does King's Table with you.
Yep.
And he's the best that I've ever seen of, he'll throw $30,000 on courtside Spurs tickets just to get to know the people that are sitting courtside. That's it. And then that one of them is one of his capital partners for years. I think it's so important.
Like, pay to play.
It's always who, never
seek,
how.
Seek to serve. That's a, if you don't have money,
pay to play.
Just bring value any chance you can. Seeking mm-hmm. to serve. I love that. And if you got money, don't be afraid to spend it. Spend it to be around the other people who are spending it to be in the rooms with people like you, because that's where you're ultimately going to mm-hmm. unlock relationships, opportunities that you would have never had the opportunity to do so if you didn't just pay to be in that room. And especially if you're confident in who you are and what you can bring to the table, right? Like, we've talked about it. We don't always know everything, but we're confident that we can either go figure it out, find a way to bring value, confident in who we are, how we treat people. When you get in the room around other people, right? They're just like you. If they're good individuals, you're going to find a way to connect with them. So that confidence component is so critical. Talk a little bit about, because we're hearing all of the amazing success stories, talk about how hard this journey has been and why you've continued to push through and continue to keep going, because I'm sure there were many times, as there were for me early on in my journey, until you hit some milestones of validation and, okay, I think I can do this, or okay, I got this, or okay, I'm going to be able to make ends meet going forward. How many times you wanted to quit, all of the failures you experienced, like what did that journey look like that most people don't get to see that side of the curtain?
It's a reframe. So Dan Martell was on my podcast and he goes, he doesn't view them as problems. He views them as puzzles.
Mm.
And I really like that, puzzles to be solved. And so for me, it's, I just got my blood work done and my cortisol is at a baseline, like insanity level. So that's partly because of just how like excitable I am 24/7. So I'm like really going, I'm like, ah, all the time. And it's a superpower, but your greatest weakness is your greatest strength overused. I can better say that. Confidence becomes cockiness. Excitement becomes anxiety. And that's what I run into. So I'm like, okay, we need to play defense as much as we're playing offense. Defense is like the last thing that any of us want to hear. But it's just like, now it's to a point where I'm like, okay, I need to get my legal game up. I need to get my CPA and my bookkeeping game up. Like, where's this money going? Where'd that money go? Wait a second. And so there's all of that. And if we really want to pinpoint like the major pain point, and pain is what where growth comes from. Mm-hmm. If you're not changing, it's mostly because you just don't have enough pain yet. If you're overweight until you have the heart attack or the health scare, you're probably not going to lose the weight for the most part. And so for me, in the beginning, all the way back to when I quit my job to travel the world in closing, you can't force your vision onto other people that don't want it.
Yeah.
Other people can willingly accept the vision, but sometimes it's those closest to you that you're saying, this is the vision, babe. This is the vision, best friend that I've had for 10 years. This is the vision, mom. This is the vision, dad. They don't want any part of it. And being okay with letting go. And there's this really cool analogy. It's called the minivan theory, where it's just like, you don't need to kick people off of your van. Like old friends, old relationships, family members, but they don't need to sit in the front seat.
Mm.
So it's like my mom and my family are all sitting in the back seat of my van for a while now, because there's just a lot of negativity, a lot of anxiety, a lot of everything that's going to go wrong. And I'm like, I can't do this. I can't have these conversations. And I even lost that relationship before, just because we both mutually agreed. She's like, this vision that you have, I've never had that vision. We were together 3 years. And I thought, and I had it in my vision written. I thought it was supposed to come true. I was like, get married, have babies. I thought I had to figure it out. I was like, I did it, man. Yes, made it. No, not yet. And life is a game of not yet.
Mm.
But it will be better when it is time. Yeah. And dude, that depression, like when I made the course, it's an irony. But whenever people go through the course is like a 30-hour course. It's a lot. It's the entire first 30 days of onboarding. And now in Action Academy, when people go through it, they're like, I'm like on there just like, oh my God, here's how you fix your mindset and you overcome fear of failure and all this different stuff. And they're like, dude, like it changed my life. And I go, yeah, I was clinically depressed when I was making that. To do that course, I shut myself down in a remote, like I went to Florianopolis, Brazil for a month and I didn't go there to party. I didn't go there to be cute. I went down there to isolate myself for an entire month, go pure monk mode and work my way through my freaking pain. Because I lost the love of my life up to that point.
Mm.
And I used that energy. I was like, it's got to go somewhere. So it went into the formation of this new business, which is now my life's passion. So had that breakup not happened, maybe this business doesn't even exist. Maybe this impact doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So it's just like, that's how life works. And sometimes it's marriages, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's business partners that you would be ride or die, and all of a sudden they're riding away with $1 million of your money.
Yeah.
That's the type of stuff that is business. Business is the good and it is the bad and it is the ride. And I almost get anxious when things are going too well. And it's hard for me to celebrate when things are going too well and I'm working on it. I'm just like,
I'm good awareness there. Pain is a part of this.
What are the kids doing? What are the kids doing? It's quiet.
Yeah, it's so true. I think it's a great reminder that you're going to have pain no matter what path you take in life. I think it's the people who look at their pain and use it as inspiration to grow, to learn. It, like you said, it's a frame of mind. It's a paradigm. Knowing that we're all going to experience pain. You could experience financial pain sitting in your cubicle. You could also experience financial pain trying to build, you know, an eight-figure business.
Choose your hard.
Choose your hard.
Yeah, choose your hard. Marriage is hard. Divorce is hard. Choose your hard. Being overweight is hard. Being fit is hard. Choose your hard. Not being able to work until you're 60, not being able to retire until you're 65, retire, choose your hard.
Yeah.
You cannot escape hard, but you can choose it.
Yeah.
And in closing, I would say the book, The Surrender Experiment, really helped me by Michael Singer. And he actually comes at it from more of a Buddhist perspective, but it was a really wonderful book because he just talks about whatever will be. And whatever is simply is. Mm. And the only cause of unhappiness is like the preconceived notion of how it should be that we pull out of our own asses. When I say this to Matt, you should react this way. And if you don't react that way, something is wrong because that's how it should be. No, you just pulled it out of thin air. Like my business should grow like this. Things should happen like this, but that they don't. And so his argument in the book is that nature is perfect and sometimes the forest burns down, but it's to regrow. And he's like, if you just simply exist with how things are, and it's not to say that you're just giving up control, but if you allow your emotions to give up control of your emotional like baggage and clenched fist of life, whenever things don't go the way that you want them to go. So a lot of the times I've realized from reading that book is when I've let go of the clenched fist and you're able to receive now because your fist isn't tight, then a lot of the things I didn't even think about before became truths for me and became options and impossibilities for me that I didn't even think about before because I just simply allowed the possibility of it to happen. And a lot of it's like those detours, like the breakup or of my single family homes, of a tenant that I had to evict that trashed the property. And then I had to ask the question, why the fuck am I investing in single family? And I sold those properties so I could have the cash to sit here. I haven't even touched the cash. I got hundreds of thousands of dollars of cash I haven't even touched in a high yield savings account, which is a terrible tax strategy. But for me, it's peace of mind. So I could run my freaking business like a bun and not have to worry about making payroll. So it's if they hadn't been evicted, then I wouldn't have maybe sold the properties. If I hadn't have gotten screwed on an $82,000 bonus after COVID for my corporate job, maybe I'd still be working that corporate job. If I was still with my significant other at this point and I was with her, maybe this business doesn't get started. So that is the story of life. So it's rolling with the punches. And instead of being pissed off about waves in the ocean, just learn to surf.
That's such a beautiful...
Yeah, I've got it freaking tattooed on me. I've got like waves on my arm.
Such a cool way to, I think, wrap up an amazing episode, by the way. I have been such a fan of your journey, brother, and just not just what you've done, but who you've become. You've really grown in ways that don't surprise me one bit why you're having so much financial and business success and impact and what your network and who you're surrounding yourself with and all. I just can't wait to see what the next 5 years are going to look like, let alone what the next 10, 20 years are going to look like. But I will say this, I am grateful to be on that journey with you and I'm super proud of you. And I like reading quotes that resonate with me that I sit with. And this is one that I read a couple weeks ago and it made me think of you actually, because I knew we were going to have our chat. So I was like, I'm going to close the episode with this. So that's what I'm going to do. There's a quote that says, be the reason why people believe in beautiful souls, kind hearts, and good energy. Never stop being a good person. And I think you're somebody that embodies that in every facet. And I think your life and your relationships and all of the amazing things that are happening to you are because of how great of a person you are just deep down inside in your soul. So I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. I know people that are going to, one, if you're not following Brian, he puts out great content literally every single day. You're a consistent beast. And I have so much respect for you on that front. And it's great content, valuable content. So if you're not following Brian, if you want to grab the book, Passive to Passionate, How to Quit Your Job, we'll be sure to link all of that up at millionairemindcast.com on Brian's episode.
Hey, real quick, if you're still listening to today's episode, I'm assuming you got value from it. So I need your help specifically. My 2-year vision with this show is to help over 1 million people do what they want, when they want, with who they want, and I can only do that with your help. There are two main ways that a podcast grows. One is through ratings and reviews, and the other is word of mouth. If you could please leave me a 5-star rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, as well as send this to 1 or 2 friends that you think would get value from it, we can reach the people that we're looking to reach. Thanks in advance. Talk tomorrow.